Now this we will carry with us in the vanguard, Ignatia shouted over the last sprinkled applause. He dramatically whipped from his pelvis the sheet, flapping it open. Among the yellow stains, the word forward was printed in high block letters in red crayon. Below this, Crusade for Moorish Dignity was written in an intricate blue script.
I wonder who been sleeping on that old thing,
the intense woman with the spiritual bent, who was to be the leader of the choir, said.
Lord!
Several other prospective rioters expressed the same curiosity in more explicitly physical terminology.
Quiet now,
Ignatius said, stomping one foot thunderously on the table.
Please! Two of the more statuesque women here will carry this banner between them as we march into the office.
I ain't putting my hand on that,
one woman answered.
Quiet, everyone,
Ignatius said furiously.
I am beginning to suspect that you people are not actually deserving of this cause. Apparently, you are not prepared to make any of the ultimate sacrifices.
How come we gotta take that old sheet with us?
Someone asked.
I thought this supposed to be a demonstration dealing with wages.
Sheet? What sheet?
Ignatius replied.
I am holding before you the proudest of banners, an identification of our purpose, a visualization of all that we seek.
The workers studied the stains more intensely.
If you wish to simply rush into the office like cattle, you will have participated in nothing more than a riot. This banner alone gives form and credence to the agitation. There is a certain geometry involved in these things, a certain ritual which must be observed. Here, you two ladies standing there, take this between you and wave it thus with honor and pride, hands held high, etc.
The two women whom Ignatius indicated ambled slowly to the cutting table, gingerly took the banner with their thumbs and index fingers, and held it between them as if it were a leper's shroud.
That looks even more impressive than I had imagined, Ignatius said.
Don't wave that thing around me, gal,
someone said to the women, creating another ripple of giggles from the crowd. Ignatius flipped his camera into action and aimed it at the banner and the workers.
Will all of you please wave your sticks and stones again?
The workers complied merrily. Myrna would choke on her espresso when she saw this.
A bit more violently now. Brandish these weapons fiercely. Make faces. Scream! Perhaps some of you could jump up and down if you don't mind.
They laughingly followed his directions. Everyone, that is, but the two women who were sullenly holding the banner.